Hello and welcome to our program. We're looking in Revelation chapter 7. I'll read a few verses here. It says, "After these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree." We're going to look at this. Have your Bible ready if you can. Well, continuing to read here, it says in verse number 2, "I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead." We're going to look at the calm before the storm, the cry of a loud voice, and God's care for his own. Well, one thing for sure, we're living in exciting days, but with these exciting days comes a lot of pressure, and perhaps you're listening today and you're facing some trials and tribulations. Here's a song, we play it quite often on this broadcast, day by day, "And with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here."
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, ere to take as from a Father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land, till I reach the promised land."
Well, we're looking here today at the calm before the storm. We've got four angels, and those four angels were given to send hurt upon the earth and upon the sea. But we see here that another angel comes and said, "Hold it, wait a minute, don't do anything just yet." He said in verse 3, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Now we have the calm, we have the cry, and we have God's care for his own people. And it talks about sealing his own in their forehead. Now we hear a lot about the mark of the beast and the 666 in the forehead and so on. What are we talking about here, having the seal of God in their forehead? We'll look at that in a minute, but before we do, I want to mention that God controls nature. He's got these four angels, and he's going to use these angels to control nature during the tribulation period. He did that when he was here on earth. The Lord calmed the storm. He walked on the water. He caused the storm to come up in the first place. And we see here in Psalm 24 and verse 1 and 2, it says, "The earth is the Lord's." Psalm 89, it says, "The earth is the Lord's." Jeremiah 10:13, it says, "He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind." In Isaiah 13 and verse number 9, it says, "Behold, the day of the Lord," and get that phrase there, "the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, for the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. I will shake the heavens," he said, "and the earth shall remove out of her, the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of his fierce anger." Then in Joel 2 and verse 30, God said, "I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood in the terrible day of the Lord." Amos 8, verses 7 and 9 says, "Shall not the land tremble?" It says that in verse 9, that "I will cause the sun to go down at noon. I will darken the earth in the clear day, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord." Matthew 24, Jesus was telling his disciples about this. He said, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the power of the heavens shall be shaken. Then," he said, "he shall send his angel with a great sound of the trumpet." But we see here, as we're looking at this portion of Scripture, God says, hold off on all of this until I put the seal of my people in their foreheads. This is a very interesting portion of Scripture. He said in Revelation 6 and 12, "And I beheld," John said, "when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and every island were moved out of his place." Well, there's a songwriter has said, "This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. He'll move the islands when he wants to, and he'll move the mountains when he wants to." It says in Revelation 8 and verse 12, "And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so that the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise." God is going to control the nature, his nature in his world during the tribulation period. Well, we see, and we will look at it in the next program, the judgment of these four angels. It says in Revelation 7:1, four angels were standing on the four quarters of the earth, holding the four winds. They're holding off the winds of judgment. Then in Revelation 7:2, four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, and we see that they go to work. And then in Revelation 9:14, it says, "Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates." And then in verse 15, it says, "And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men." Now we glibly read these verses about there is no fear of God before their eyes. It's time we woke up. It's time we realized that we better start fearing God, because he has had 2,000 years of listening to people in this world use his son's name as a curse name. The word Jesus Christ is not used to worship him. It's used to curse him. It's used as a swear word. He has listened to this for 2,000 years. And the Bible says during the tribulation period, we're going to see the wrath of the Lord, the wrath without mixture. Now, once in a while, we'll see his wrath today, and it's mixed with mercy. No mercy during the tribulation period. But once again, I want to say that the Lord is in charge of this world. He has not lost control. Again, the songwriter said, "This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems off so strong, God is the ruler yet." Well, we're living in a day when most people say no to God. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And they say no to everything he says. Well, they won't be saying no during the tribulation period. He'll going to be taking out his wrath upon those who have rejected Jesus Christ all these years. You want to be a wise person? The Bible says the wise one is the one that has faith in God.
Do you ever feel downhearted or discouraged? Do you ever think your work is all in vain? Do the burdens thrust upon you make you tremble? And you feel that you will not the victory gain? Have faith in God. He cannot fail. Those storms of life your path assail. God's word is true. He cares for you. Have faith in God. Have faith. Just before the dawning, silver linings shine on God's side of the clouds. All your journey he has promised to be with you. Nothing comes to you but what his love allows. Have faith in God. He cannot fail. Those storms of life your path assail. God's word is true. He cares for you. Have faith in God. Have faith. God is mighty, he is able to deliver. Faith can victor be in every trying hour. Fear and care and sin and sorrow be defeated by our faith in God's almighty conquering power. Have faith in God. He cannot fail. Those storms of life your path assail. God's word is true. He cares for you.